Welcome in to Outkick the Show. I'm your fearless leader, Clay Travis. I hope all of you are having a fantastic Friday as we roll through the rest of the week. Great week of Clay and Buck shows. Hope you guys have enjoyed those. Tremendous month of January. As I told you, we got great data out there. Tripled our audience in January of 23 compared to January of 22. Lots of good stories out there about that. Want to thank all of you and everybody working behind the scenes and in front of the cameras and as writers and everything else at Outkick, where we are really starting to fire on all cylinders there. So big story. Probably not going to hear this discussed anywhere else. I talked about it on Clay and Buck earlier today to start that show. The NBA All-Star Game, I believe, is taking place this weekend in Salt Lake City. And you guys know, if you follow Outkick or follow my travels at all, I love it out in Utah. Love Salt Lake City. Think the state of Utah is fabulous. People have been tremendously welcoming to me and my family out there. But the All-Star Game going there is a big deal for people who are Utah Jazz fans. The Jazz are the only major pro sports franchise in the state of Utah. And what I think is fascinating is the lack of story. And let me explain. You guys will remember in 2017, the NBA made the decision to take the All-Star Game out of Charlotte, North Carolina, because of a transgender bathroom bill that had been passed in North Carolina. Do you remember that controversy? I wrote about it. It was, to me, an incredible failure of the NBA's woke agenda that they made the decision to pull the All-Star Game out of North Carolina over that transgender bathroom bill. And the transgender bathroom bill basically said, you're supposed to use the bathroom of your birth certificate. In other words, it's not some wild, controversial, crazy question. It's not like there are bathroom attendants doing Crocodile Dundee gender check style. They're just going to say, as a general rule, you should use the bathroom on your birth certificate. Boys use the boys' room, girls use the girls' room. Not that complicated. But guess what? Nobody's also standing outside checking. The NBA pulled their All-Star Game out of North Carolina over that bill. Turned into a major cultural flashpoint. I said it was absurd. I said it was ridiculous. I said it was a sign of the absurdity of the woke NBA agenda. Guess what? All-Star Game's taking place in Salt Lake City this weekend. Do you know what's going on in Salt Lake City and in the state of Utah? They have recently passed two bills, which I support and believe are bills that the vast majority of Americans would support and that the vast majority of American sports fans would support. Among those bills, one, they passed a bill saying kids in schools needed to play on the sports teams that corresponded with their birth certificate in high school in particular. That is, if your birth certificate says you're a boy, you should compete in boys' athletics in high school. If your birth certificate says you're a girl, you should compete in girls' athletics in high school. I don't think either of those are remotely controversial. What it's designed to prevent is somebody who is a boy deciding to identify as a girl and potentially dominating in sports there. I think all 50 states should mandate that kids compete against the gender that is on their birth certificate, specifically to avoid boys identifying as girls and going and winning women's sports championship, right? I don't think it's controversial. Utah passed that bill. No comment from the NBA. Utah also just passed a bill that says that if you are under the age of 18, you can't receive puberty blockers and you can't have surgery to, for instance, chop your boobs off if you're a girl who has decided that you're a boy. You can't have those surgeries. You can't have those medical treatments if you're under the age of 18. I think that also makes total sense. Bravo to Utah. I think all 50 states should pass this bill as well. Many states won't legally allow you to, for instance, get a tattoo until you're 18 years old. Certainly, you can't drive a car until you're 16. You can't buy a beer until you're 21. You can't even rent a car until you're 25. What sense does it make to prohibit somebody from getting a tattoo when they're a minor, but allow them to take pills that stop puberty and or allow them to have surgery that tries to change what their biological gender is? It's crazy, right? Both of those bills are fantastic, in my opinion, and should be passed by the state of Utah. But the NBA isn't saying a word about them. And the media that covers the NBA isn't saying a word about them. Why is that? Because the NBA is default acknowledging that they got it wrong when they pulled the All-Star game out of Charlotte. And the media is not covering it because they don't want to point out that the NBA is essentially admitting that they were wrong to pull the All-Star game out of Charlotte and out of the state of North Carolina. Because which is a bigger deal? The two bills that Utah passed or the bathroom bill? The two bills that Utah passed are way bigger. One of them directly involves sports, yet the NBA has realized that their woke agenda is destroying their brand. They're also aware of the hypocrisy. We have won this fight to a large degree. Because if you're going to play games in China, if you're going to play games in the Middle East, China has actual concentration camps for Muslim minority Uyghurs. And in the Middle East, you could still be decapitated if you're gay. Yet the NBA is fine taking the money of China and the money out of the Middle East. And they've been holding America to this crazy left-wing woke agenda. Well, the silence in Utah is deafening. And you're probably not even going to see anyone else even mention this. Because we won. It's important to note when you win. Because in this crazy woke sports media universe, a lot of times they want to deny wins to people like you and me, to the 80% plus of normal people in America who say, hey, boys should compete against boys and girls should compete against girls. And oh, by the way, maybe we shouldn't chop off 14-year-old girls' breasts and call it progress. This is a win because the NBA has recognized that even its fan base is on the side of sanity. And so rather than draw any attention to this at all, the NBA is rolling right into Salt Lake City and not saying a word about the state laws that have been passed by Utah. I think it's the right decision, but it's the exact opposite decision that they made in North Carolina, and it's receiving almost no recognition in the media at all. Boom. Congratulations. The woke sports agenda is losing. It is. We are winning because the vast majority of people are on our side, and even the woke NBA is having to acknowledge it, even if they're doing it quietly. We were right. Adam Silver was wrong. The woke sports media was wrong, and we have won a major battle for sanity because the NBA's rolling right into Salt Lake City and right into Utah. And every single one of them is keeping their mouth shut and playing basketball and not trying to influence what sane people in Utah are doing to protect the sanctity of sports and the sanity of young kids that otherwise might make decisions that they don't agree with when they get older. Hey, I love the win, baby. Just count it. Boom. Yes, indeed. Speaking of a win, I never really had a strong opinion on Tiger Woods. I understand back in the day, everybody was Team Tiger or Team Phil Mickelson. You kind of went one way or the other. I tended maybe a little bit to Tiger sometimes, maybe a little bit to Phil other times. I was never a strong proponent of either guy, right? But that was the great rivalry of golf. And one reason I never really got all in on Tiger was because he always seemed kind of artificial to me. Like, he was so worried about his image that he wasn't a normal dude. and he didn't behave in kind of a normal fashion. He always seemed kind of a little bit robotic to me. Just my personal opinion. I've never met him. I don't know what he would be like in a one-on-one setting. No earthly idea. But that's always kind of my perception of Tiger. It's kind of the same perception, by the way, I had of Tom Brady in that great Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning. Like, you're on one side or the other. I was always team Peyton Manning because he was a University of Tennessee player, and I thought Manning seemed more normal and Brady seemed more, you know, remote, less approachable.
Hey, Clay Travis here. Hope you guys are enjoying Outkick. The show will have more coming back next.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I love this joke. So Tiger Woods is playing in the Genesis Open. And on the ninth hole yesterday, he outdrove Justin Thomas. And Tiger Woods, 47 years old, coming off a near-death traffic accident out in L.A. Justin Thomas in his prime, nod to Don Lemon, and is still in his 20s, I believe, elite-level golfer. And Tiger Woods outdrove him. And Tiger Woods walked up to Justin Thomas on the fairway as they're walking and passed him a tampon to make fun of the fact that he had outdriven him. I love this. I mean, when I saw the headline, I laughed. I mean, if I were playing golf and one of my buddies did that to me, I would laugh. Why is this a joke? Because men usually outdrive women. And Tiger is saying to Justin Thomas, I can't believe I have to explain this joke. You hit your tee shot like a woman. Here, take your tampon. Now, conversations on the golf course. I'm an awful golfer. I love being on the golf course because I like having beers. I like riding around with guys. I like hanging out. I don't get to do it as much because I'm a dad of three and I'm busy and everything else. But I love conversations that take place all the time on the golf course. In fact, some of you may be familiar with this. If you're on a golf course, and if you are in a tee box, and if you don't hit your drive farther than the women's tee, then some men will require that you pull your dick out and actually play the rest of the hole with your dick out. So I've been told, all right? It is a great locker room environment for dudes to be out on the golf course having fun with each other. This is how the vast majority of men, and to be frank, women, enjoy sports, by just having fun. No, no, no. The woke sports media will not allow it. USA Today is in a real battle with ESPN to see which organization can be more woke, which organization can more alienate people out there who are sports fans. So a woman named Christine Brennan, I don't think she's ever written anything of substance, anything of interest. She has me blocked on Twitter because I pointed out that she's basically worthless as a journalist. She wrote a piece at USA Today. Remember when USA Today was like the newspaper of the people? It's written like a fourth grade reading level. If you ever stayed in a hotel, they would bring you the USA Today. Lots of charts, lots of graphs. It's basically a dumb person's newspaper. That is the USA Today. The design is we're trying to appeal to everyone on the planet, and so we literally write at the fourth grade level. And that was actually when they had a good business. Now they have like no readership. All of the Gannett newspapers are collapsing. They keep firing people. USA Today's circulation has collapsed, but they have an incredibly woke writing staff. So the headline, USA Today Sports, this is literally the USA Today Sports Twitter account, says, Tiger Woods' tampon stunt was, quote, a bizarre thing for a girl dad to do. It's according to Christine Brennan. Did Woods think of how demeaning it would look for the athletic daughter he says he loves? How is it demeaning that men can hit a golf ball further than women? I bet Tiger would actually think it was hysterical if one day his daughter outdrove him and gave him a tampon. I guarantee he would think that was funny. That's what Haley Carania just said in a tweet. She's one of OutKick's employees, that she would do to her dad the next time she outdrove him. Men are bigger, stronger, and faster than women. That's a fact. People like Christine Brennan don't want to acknowledge it. But to say, did Woods think of how demeaning it would look for the athletic daughter he says he loves? So they're questioning whether Tiger Woods loves his daughter because he made a tampon joke? First of all, this is crazy. Secondly, these same people tell you that there need to be tampons in men's bathrooms because men can get pregnant. These are the people who are crazy. Yet we are allowing them to try to dictate conversations. I like Tiger Woods more because of this joke. I want more of this in sports, more of frivolity, more of humor, more of ridicule, more of fun. That's what OutKick does. We are fighting battles so that the NBA has to acknowledge they were wrong about their response to the All-Star game, so that I want to bankrupt USA Today. I want USA Today to go bankrupt because they so misunderstand their audience that all they do is alienate them every single day. I will love when that happens. The reason why we've tripled our audience at OutKick, and USA Today, I guarantee you, has probably lost audience in the last year, is because we speak to normal sports fans every single day, all day long. And people like Christine Brennan are huge losers with no sense of humor who have no audience and have zero respect for them anywhere. Love it. Christine, by the way, open invite to come on the Clay and Buck Show. You can talk about how insulting this is and how unacceptable it is. Would love to have you. Derek Carr, trying to decide between the Saints and the Jets, reportedly. He's visiting the Saints this weekend. Visiting the Jets this weekend, has already visited the Saints. If I were giving advice to Derek Carr, and he has an option, these are the two best, between the Saints and the Jets. There are probably other teams out there sort of sniffing around the edges that may be interested in him. I'd tell him to go to the Saints because the overall quality of quarterback in the NFC is substantially below the AFC. Think about it. Who are the best quarterbacks in the NFC right now? Brady's retiring. We don't know where Aaron Rodgers is going to end up. It's possible that he goes to the Jets. The NFC is a quarterback wasteland. There's hardly anybody that is proven at a high level right now in the NFC. So if I am Derek Carr, I look around the NFC and say, look, I could be the second or third best quarterback. I don't think that's crazy at all in the NFC, which would mean that with Brady leaving and the NFC South wide open, there is a real opportunity to win, go to the playoffs, and potentially advance to the Super Bowl without having to worry about Mahomes, without having to worry about Herbert, without having to worry about who knows if Russell Wilson ever gets back. And that's just the AFC West that I just did. We know certainly that that Burrow is a stud. We'll see what happens with Lamar Jackson. But there's so much more talent in the AFC. I'd want to avoid all of that. To me, it is a no-brainer. Derek Carr should try to move from the AFC to the NFC. I'd be way more interested in the Saints than the Jets, just based on the fact that the Saints are on the NFC side of the equation. The news is out. I can't believe this. It appears that Joe Biden may well have been shooting down hobbyist balloons that just cost $10. The Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade tells Politico it believes that one of the balloons shot down by the military was theirs. These are so-called Pico balloons. They cost between $10 and $15. The missile that we used to shoot it down was $400,000. So this group believes that their balloon was off the coast of Alaska. The fact that Joe Biden came out yesterday and said that they don't believe these were spy balloons lets you know that probably we have wildly overreacted and managed to shoot down these balloons that are just hobbyist balloons that are designed to go up high into the atmosphere and circle and give a sense of the weather, of the wind speed, all of these different things, because they have GPS trackers on them. And they're tracked by all of these hobbyists. Every time I think the Biden administration can't get more embarrassing, guess what? They managed to come out and get more embarrassing. This is shameful by the Biden administration. They mishandled what they should have done with the Chinese spy balloon and decided to make a really poor choice in shooting down all these other objects. We spent $400,000 on a balloon, not to mention what it cost to get a jet scrambled and up in the air to shoot down something that was a 0% threat. Embarrassing, yet another failure by the Biden administration and regime. Finally, I know NFL's over, college football is over. We're into that period of time before March Madness officially takes over, back half of February. Last night, I sat down and watched the new Netflix PGA show. I thought it was pretty good. I haven't watched the F1 show, but Netflix has done a documentary looking at the behind-the-scenes story of the PGA players and their lives and their wives and their kids and everything else. And I thought it was pretty well done. I watched the first two episodes that primarily focused on Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth, and then Scottie Scheffler and Brooks Koepka. Those are the four that you kind of got to know a little bit in those first two episodes. Pretty entertaining. So if you're out there and you're looking for something fun to stream, wife watched it with me. She liked it as well. Pretty enjoyable show to be checking out. By the way, I want to give a shout out to everybody who is watching these programs on YouTube. We're going to be doing some cool YouTube-specific offerings for all of you, but the crew is reading all the comments. They are hysterical. We appreciate everything that you guys are doing and consuming so much of our content on YouTube that we are going to start to do some YouTube specifics for you so you can go like and subscribe on YouTube. If you haven't already, search out OutKick, go subscribe there. You're going to be getting some YouTube exclusives from me direct for all of you as a thank you to the massive audience that we have developed there. My name is Clay Travis. I hope all of you have fabulous weekends. I'm going to go check out, I believe, this evening. Looking forward to it. Adam Sandler is performing tonight at Bridgestone Arena. Longtime fan of his comedy and of his films. It's always been made me laugh. I have no idea what to expect there. But I am going to go check that out later this evening. I hope you all have fabulous weekends. I'll be live, even though it's a holiday, on Monday with Clay and Buck. We'll be doing our usual shows. Appreciate all of you. DBAP, unless you need to SBAP. This has been OutKick, the show.